Fulton Sheen once said that a priest should prepare his homily with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. Maybe nowadays he'd say with the Bible app in one app and the news app in the other. But the point is that we are called to connect timeless biblical truths to the practical current events and concerns of the present day. So I can't not mention the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk last Wednesday, who left behind his young wife and two young children. If you weren't familiar with Charlie Kirk before Wednesday, you certainly are today. I didn't follow him on social media, but you really can't be on social media without having contact with someone so immensely popular. His MO over the past 15 years was to set up a tent on college campuses with a sign, "Prove Me Wrong," and invite people who disagreed with him to have a civil debate. Needless to say, many people challenged him, and while they often became angry about his positions on abortion or transgender ideology or gay marriage, I never saw him lose his cool. And isn't that what you would want on a college campus? The respectful exchange of ideas. In recent years, he had become more vocal about his faith, always referring to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And although an evangelical Christian, Charlie was married to a Catholic. And there are photos of him attending Mass with Erica and their children. In one of his last videos in August, he even expressed his opinion about the Blessed Virgin Mary, saying that Mary was clearly important to early Christians, and he was accusing Protestants of not talking about or venerating Mary enough. He was self-taught, only having a high school diploma. But from his arguments about Mary, he was clearly reading the early church fathers, which is a direct path into the Catholic Church. I'm sorry he wasn't able to walk it. Now, since today is the feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, you might think I'm getting ready to compare Charlie to Jesus Christ. I'm not. But if Charlie were to receive a Catholic funeral, and I have no knowledge that he will, one of the things that you would hear at that funeral is inserted into the Eucharistic prayer is, "Remember your servant Charlie, whom you've called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection." We don't have to be crucified to die like Jesus. Each death, from an accident to a heart attack to old age to an assassination, is a death like Jesus because he died and we will die. And the remedy for death is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I want to reflect upon three trees. The first tree is the tree in the Garden of Eden called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As we'll hear in the preface at Mass today, it is the tree by which the evil one conquered. It is the tree by which death entered into the world. By Adam and Eve's disobedience and eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were justly punished by God. He cast them out of the Garden of Eden and told Adam, "Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." But we have to remember that death is not just a punishment for sin, it is also a remedy. Without death, we would be condemned to unrelenting labor and unspeakable sorrow here forever. Nowadays, scientists are always searching for something that will help us live forever. Yes, there is much good in this life, but there's also much suffering in this valley of tears. Death is a remedy, a limitation on the evil we have to experience in this life. So Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden and lost their access to another tree in the garden. It was the tree that stood in the middle of the garden, and it was called the tree of life. And that tree is the prefigurement of the second tree, which is the tree of the cross that we exalt today. As the preface tells us today, for the Lord placed the salvation of the human race on the wood of the cross, so that where death arose, life might also spring forth. And since sin and death entered the world through the disobedience of Adam and Eve, sin and death were to be destroyed by the obedience of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Mary revealed her obedience at the Annunciation when she said, "Be it done to me according to your word." And as St. Paul tells us in the second reading today, Jesus humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And God wanted humanity to play a role in our redemption. So he came to our aid with the divinity of Jesus Christ, who also shared in our humanity, so that the cause of our downfall, humanity, might become the means of our salvation. And it happened on a tree, the tree of the cross. And that's why we exalt it today, and that's why we make the sign of the cross whenever we enter into this basilica, when we begin Mass, when we end Mass, and when we leave the basilica, and hopefully many other times throughout the day when we pray. And it's why the cross is in the sanctuary and the stations of the cross and on top of our steeple, where it is engraved with the words of Jesus when he discusses the first reading today. He says, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up." So the first tree of disobedience points to the second tree of the cross, which is the new tree of life. And it in turn points to a tree that is not immediately evident. In today's prayer over the gifts, we'll refer to the oblation on the altar of the cross. It is from the altar that we participate in the sacrifice of the cross. The cross and the Last Supper and the Mass are all connected in the mystery of our faith. Since death entered the world from the fruit of a tree, God chose a tree for the obedient death of his Son. And he also chose the means by which we are able to participate in that death. At the Mass, we are all obedient to the words of Jesus at the Last Supper, "Do this in memory of me." And then we eat of the fruit of the tree of obedience, which is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil brought death, and the fruit of the tree of the cross is the pledge of eternal life. As Erica Kirk was escorting her husband's body yesterday, she rolled down her car window and held out a small cross to the crowd. And the story of that small cross came out in the news last night. Apparently, when she and Charlie were dating, she gave it to him. And he protested that he wasn't a jewelry guy. And later, he went through some hard times, and he put it on, and he never took it off until the doctors did after he was killed. I wonder if he ever heard the Latin expression, "Ave crux spes unica," translated, "Hail to the cross, our singular hope." I know Charlie wanted to go to heaven, and if he did, he only got there through the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.